priya bar achve de rab priya bar achsei. Rav was the son of the brother of rab priya, and was the son of the sister of rab priya. This was a sister from one mother, a brother from one father. So this brother and the sister were not at all related together, and they got married, and they had a son, Rav. Kisolik lahosam, when he went out from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Amalei, so Rav Chiya asked Rav, Aibu Kayim. Aibu was the name of Rav's father. Amalei, Ima Kayemes. So he told him, what are you asking about Aibu? Do you know if your sister's alive? What are you asking about the father? Amalei, so he told him, he asked him, Ima Kayemes? What's with my sister Take? Amalei, so he told him, Aibu Kayim. Is my father didn't answer yet on the first kasha. So what are you asking now about the mother? Omalei l'shame. So he understood already that he didn't want to tell him that both were not alive. So therefore he avoided the question. Omalei l'shame. Chaloitzli min oli. Take off my shoes. V'hoilich kelei achai lebeis ha-melchitz. But take my kelim achai lebeis ha-melchitz. So Mamela to show that the Avelis, which he will be Noyig, is not Noyig the whole day. That means later in the day he'll be able to wash himself. Chitzel will be Mutter. Shmami no Tlas. Shmami no Oval also Benilas Asandal. That an Oval is also Benilas Asandal. That's what we told him Chaloitzli Minoli. Shmami no Shmua Rechoike Neheges Ala Yoim Echot. But since it was a Shmur Rechoik, it was after Shloishim Yoim, so it's only Noyik one day. Shmamino Mikzas Hayoim Kekuloi. That Mikzas Hayoim is sufficient because in the same day he said, Hailech Kele Achai Lebeis HaMelchitz. Let us see Rashi. Rav Bar Achve Bar Achsei Drab Chiya Have. Aivoi Oviv Shal Rav, which was the father of Rav, is Ochiv Shal Rab Chiya Hoye Min Ha'o. They had the same father. They were brothers from one father. He went up from Bovel Teretz Yisrael. Omar Rav Chiya l'Rav Aivu Avichul Kayim. Omar l'Rav Ima Kayemes B'loshin Sheila Kloima Ad She'ato Mashal Al Ovi Sha'al Al Imi. Before you ask on my father, ask on my mother. Shafiya Choyscha. So why are you only asking on my father? Omar l'Yod Rav Chiya l'Rav V'Ima Achoysi Kayemes. Omar l'Rav Aivu Kayim For Ovi Klum Kayimu. I didn't answer yet on my father. May I love Hagen. V'yesh aymrim in nechusa hoya meishivay rav, al mi she'ein no yishoyl, k'day she'yovin min haklal. And he asked him, is Aivu alive? So he answered him, the ima's alive. Yes, the ima's alive, said Aivu's alive. V'koshe be'einai loyma she'yotzi rav dvar sheker mipit. That's a shver pshat, that rav should say a sheker, in order to avoid being a mighty diva. Chaloitzli min olai lehisabel al achai v'achoisi. Al achi v'achoisi. V'hoilech kele achi lebeis ha-melchitz, lalamed haloche letalmidim niskaven. She'ein shmua rechoike shela'ache shloishim yoim neheges ele yoim echot. It's only noyig only one day, umiktsose kekuloi. I think it would be better if it would be Geiris De'enai, because Rashi is repeating himself. What does that mean? De'enai tzorech leishev kolayim kuloi. He does not have to sit shiva a whole day. V'domalei v'hoilach likeilei achi lebeis ha-melchetz v'lehim tenad l'mocho. Alme sho'achas day. It's not a show, it's a zman mu'ut. He has to sit shiva zman mu'ut. Before we'll see Teisves, the Teisves Rabbeinu Peretz brings a raya from this Gemara that there's no Issa Kriya And after there's no chi of kriya after by shmur rechayke, because that is what he told him. Just the three things, chaloitz, min olai, v'hoilach keli, achel, abeis, amelchat, and didn't speak about the kriya. So it means a raya that a shmur rechayke, there's no chi of kriya. We'll see it's not so poshut, we'll see in Taisvis in 1 minute. But before we see Taisvis, just want to say, psashtikel ha'ore, perhaps it is korev l'emes. We see there's a halacha that an oval is also b'ni'ilas hasandal. Perhaps we can understand this halacha. The Nefesh HaChaim brings down as follows: Ki iker ha'odam hu netua l'mayla b'sheirish nishmasa. Each person has a neshame, but the sheirish of the neshame and roiv of the neshame is netua l'mayla. That's Natua Lamaila. Ulezois Nikra Haguf Nal. The Gufa Adam is considered a Nal, a shoe. Neget Haneshome. Kirak Bechinas Ikvayim Mehashoirish Nichnas Lesoich Haguf. So, we don't know how to picture a Neshome, but Reiv of the Neshome is Lamaila. In the bottom Chelik of the Neshome, which that's the Bechinas Ikvayim, that's the regal of the Neshome, the bottom chelik is in the Guf, and that's why the Guf is called a Nal, it's called a Shu. He brings a Zohar, Shalom Alechem Yarag Lechos, going that Moshe Rabbeinu should be Poshet, his Guf from the Neshome, it should be Kulei Neshome. So it comes out that when a person, Rachman and Itzlon, becomes Nifter, so Mamela, what happened? That there was a Chalitza Sanal. If the Guf is Nimshal to Anal, and the Neshama is that's the Guf of Adam, that's the Ikvayim of the Neshama, that's the Regal of the Neshama. So the Inyan of Misa is that we were Poshet the Nal from the Regal. That's the Inyan of Misa. Perhaps we could be Mamtik a little better. In Iyuv it says, "Ach besoroi olav yichov, v'navshoi olav te'evol." That after the ptira of a person, the nefesh is mitztayr, v'navshoi olav te'evol. So that's the pshat is that the nefesh is misabel on the goof, that the goof was taken away. So could be that is the inyan that a person, when he takes off his shoes, and Ovel takes off his shoes, he's mitztayer, and also on the Chalitza Sanal. And perhaps we could be mamtik it a little better. In Svarim it is brought down that a person on this world is called a hoylech, because he can go mi madrege le madrege. After he's nifter, he's called an oimet. He just stands in one place. He doesn't go further. The mail de kevot, from the drushes, Mari Mintz, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Achimne Bespedoi Dahosam Keimna. He told him, one of the Mairoim told the Maspid that when I'll be nifte, make Avare Mehespid Dahosam Kingdom, because I'm standing there. So the Mari Mintz says, Pshat, that he wanted to say like this, after he was nifta, so he can't be a hoylech anymore. He's an oimet, hosam ka'imna. I don't have any schusim anymore. So make a warm hesped. So pshat is through the hesped, the oilam will be nisoira to do tshuva. So that'll be my schus. So mamelos, I can become a hoylech through these oireres from the oilam. Baal kaponim, a chai is called a hoylech. And a mace is called an oimet. So it could be, that's just like when a person is choylitz min olav me olav, when he takes off his shoes. So he has difficulties walking. He can't be a hoylach kedarkoi. So that is meramis what happened to the nifter. The nifter also, they were poishet, the nal mal ragle, the goof is called the nal, and he also can't be a hoylech anymore. Through schusim, you can be a hoylech. Through tzedakah lili nishmosi, to limud lili nishmosi, aba al kaponim, so could be that is maybe the dimyan advarim, why an oval is also b'chalitzas hanal. Let us see Tosfos. Abba Kayim. Now Tosfos brings down a different Girsa. This is not our Girsa. Our Girsa was Ivo Kayim. And Ivo was the name of Rav's father, of Rav Chiya's brother. Rabbi Nechananel has a Girsa Abba Kayim. Is the father alive? Or Malay Abba Kayim. The father's alive. Ime Kayima. The mother's alive. Or Malay Ime Kayima. Zois Girsa's Perish Rabbi Nechananel. So there's a double Shinui in this Girsa. Shini number one, that instead of being Geiris Aivu, were Geiris Abe. Shini number two, that Rav answered him exactly what he asked him. Abba Kayim, Abba Kayim, Ima Kayima, Ima Kayima. So Taisis says, Pshat, according to Bein Echananel, his father's. Zeis Girsa's Perish Bein Echananel. Perish. Rav Chiya Shol Al Oviv. Rav Chiya did not ask on Rav's father. He asked on Rav Chiya's father. And Rav's Zayde. Peish Rav Chiya Shol Al Oviv Im Hu Kayim. Is my father alive? The Rav Heshiv Loi She Oviv Shol Rav Kayim. So means, so he asked this, Abba Kayim, is my father alive? And Rav said, my father's alive. That's what Rav answered him. V'chein Be'ein. The same thing, he asked, is my mother? And he said, my mother's alive. That is, if you learn according to the Girsa of the Rabbi Nechananel. L'fi Girsa Sasforim, if we will use the Rabbi Nechananel's Girsa, that we're Geiris Abba, not Aivu, but we'll say that he switched whatever he asked them, he told the Fakelt. So them Shad the Gemoz as follows. The Girsa Sasforim, Rabbi Chiya Shol Al Oviv Mukayim. Also, that Rabbi Chiya asked, is my father alive? Veheishiv loy Rav, imo kayemes. Perish, imo shel Rav hi kayemes. He says, my mother is alive. So why did he have to say that? So Taisa says, v'loy rotzo lohoshiv abekayim. He did not want to say abekayim. Shelo yite Rav Chiya v'yizbar shemeshive amashe sholoy. That means, according to this Girsa, he didn't want to answer him. He says, Abba Kayim, and they'll say, Abba Kayim. So, Memele, he won't chap if he's speaking about the grandfather or his father. So, therefore, in order, Rav wanted Rav Chiya should make sure he's not speaking about the grandfather. So, therefore, he answered him with a different malach. He asked him, Abba Kayim. So, he told me, Ima Kayemes. So Mamela, that he should know that I'm not answering your question, I'm telling you a different statement, that my mother is alive. Shalayita Rabchiya Vizbar Shemeshivi Amasha Shola, the Kore Incha Lavi Abba Abba. Lachach Pirisha Gmore, yes. So Mamela, that's why he switched the answer. Lachach Pirisha Gmore, that's why the Gemara held it necessary to say the Rav bar Ach say the Rav Chiya. That's why the Gemara held it necessary to tell us that Rav was a nephew of Rav Chiya. Leforish time alom ameshiv came to explain why he answered this way. Remember, that Tosafos means to say like this. According to the second pshat of Tosfos, Rav Chiya asked, is my father alive? So why did he answer him, klum, that my mother is alive? So Tosfos says, because since Rav was a grandson of Rav Chiya's father, so Memela, therefore Rav couldn't answer him, Abba Kayim. Because if he answered him, Abba Kayim, so Memela, Rav Chiya might think he's answering him that the grandfather's alive. So that's why the Gemara needed this Hagdome. Lafuki, the first pshat of the Rabbi Nechananel. So what, he asked him, Abba Kayim, is my father alive? And he answered him, my father's alive. So lechayre, so why do you have to know that he's a nephew of him? I mean, but why do we need this whole Hagdome? He asked him, is my father alive? And if Rav would be a friend of the person, so he also, he asked him, the Rabbi Chiya says, my father alive, so Rav said, my father's alive. So what's the reason, the yichis, that Rav is a nephew of Rabbi Chiya? That is Tosfos Kasha and the Rabbi Nechananel. The Teres Chaim Tain is as follows. The Teres Chaim Tain is, on the second shot of Tosfos, Tosfos has a whole shtick there. He did not, Rav Chiya asked him, Abba Kayim, is my father alive? So Rav answered him, Ima Kayim. because he was scared to say Abba Kayim, because he might think it means the grandfather. So the Teres Chaim asked, why should he think he means the grandfather? If he means the grandfather's alive, he asked him, Abba Kayim, he should have said Kayim. He asked him, Abba Kayim, is he alive? So say Kayim. If he says Abba Kayim, he's repeating the Abba Kochach, he means his father. So that's why the Rabbi Nechananli said did not like Teisvus Pshat. Now Teisvus asks Akasha and the Rabbi Nechananli, why did we have to know the Yichus that he's a nephew? So he says, you know we had to know he's a nephew? Because we learned in the Gemara before that they asked him, are Chitim good? So he told them, Seirim are good. So he said, what are you telling us that Seirim are good? That they say, Lebaser, Lechameirim, Asusim. That the Retzach Nishtim Zach. If you want to avoid the Shaila, say, last year Chitim were good. Say, Adashim is good. Tell me something that's Negeya to me. Must play this to Stam as Seirim are good. That's the Gemara before. So the Melech of the Teres Chaim says, if Rav wouldn't be a nephew of Rav Chiya, so he asked him, is my father alive? So he asked him, his answer to my father's alive. And the Retzach Nishtim Zach. What's the Negeya, your father? So he said, that's what the Gemara gave Agdom. You know, my father is your brother. So Memele, at the Zach. He's asking him, is my father alive? So Rav answered him, no. Your brother's alive. So he answered him something which is Be'emison, is Negeya for him to know, and at the same time is avoiding telling him the Psura Roh that the grandfather was Nifta. Zakta Gemara Vaita. Ahu Da'om Al Doinu Dini. There was a person, whenever there was a sichsuch, he used to say, you have to go to Din Teire, which is usually very unusual. That's the last place people like to go to. Omri Shma Mino Midon Kosi. It's a raya that this person came from Don. The Chsiv, Don Yodin Amik Achad Shifte Yisrael. Don had the betchuna of Din. They wanted everything should be Alpi Din. A person was going and saying, Akif Yomo Asisni Birosa. Ashi is two pshotim. Let's say the first pshat is that he said that on the edge of the Yam by the shore, if I would be able to build palaces, I would build it by the shore. That means he loved the shore. Is Botku Vashkechu the Mizvulun Kosi. They were Boidik and they found that he stams from Shevet Zvulun. The Chsiv Zvulun L'Choif Yamim Yishkoin. So Zvulun is a tendency to appreciate the Choif Hayam. Zot Rashi. Ahu Dahavakomar Doinu Dini. B'chol Dvar Maso Matan Shoylaim Odom Ayoim Atomit Boiledin. Be'inei Nishma L'daber L'dvar Odom El Alpi Dain. Whatever the Dain will pass on that will be. Akif Yama Sisne Birosa, Imhoyoli Paltin Livnois, Lehayisi Koivom, Elos Fasayom. The Tomit Hoye Mishtabeach Bisfasayom. Ubechubis Agoinim Otsosi, a different shot. Akif Yama Asna Birosa, O Perishkach. Hoye Mishtabeach Bisfasayom. Vaoimer Tomit, Sanoim, the thorn bushes, shall Sfasayom. That in other places is considered trees. These are the thorn bushes of Svasiyom, the trees and the Golchoshev. Beloshen Zehog, Sne Beloshen Arami, Asne, Broish, is Broisa. Frag the Gemara. Vahashte de Kaimalon de Lakuli Alma Oyer Urto. Now we pass, now with the Kaimalon that everyone says that Oyer means night. Is Mechdei, Bein L'Rab Yehuda, Bein L'Rab Meya, Chometz Einei Osa Elo Mishesh Shois Olamayla, at the end of Sheish Shois, when it begins the Shor Shviyis, then Chometz is Osa. Frek the Gemore, V'Nivdoik B'Shis, so let us be Boidik, this the beginning of the sixth hour, and he'll burn it the seventh hour. Why do you have to be Boidik the night before? Let us see Rashi, what the Kash is. Bein l'Rab Meir, bein l'Rab Yehuda, defligo b'masnisin ma'alchoke da'ovod rabbono li'erais. The Chachomim made a halchoke, that one in l'gabi achile, l'gabi sreife, abochoma ein, chometz eini oso min ha'toire bebal yiro, hubachile elo mishay shoyz. Chometz is only also min ha-toyre be-bal-yero. Now we have to realize it's a meyredik mechudish tikarashi. Rashi is telling us that there's an Issa Bal Yero Mishay Shois Lamaila, which is a very big Chiddush, because the mitzvah of Tashbisu, Ach B'yem Arishin Tashbisu, so Tashbisu is Bishah, is the Gemara says later, the Akin V'Rakim Miyutim, we learn out that the Chi of Tashbisu is Chal B'em Tzayim. But Bal Yero Bal Yemotze Sheshiva Shomim Soyla Yemotze Bevoteichem, so it says Klo Shiva Shomim. Rashi is Magdim, 6 hours, the Bal Yero. Oh, but this is how you say this to Kerashi. So Rashi holds this Bal Yero, Mishay Shoy Solomailo, and Rashi holds this an Issa Rachila also Mishay Shoy Solomailo, which is also debatable. We'll see in Kol Shoh, this, the others are Chaylik on this. Rachila al Mishay Shoy is Mishav Rushay Shoy, Kedialof Milakamon, Min Ach Cholak, Melaisishkat al Chomet, so these are all Giluyim and Tashbisu. But Kaponim Rashi learns that it's a Gilui also on the Isar Achille and on Bal Yero. So, for the Gemara, Nivdei Chomet, Betchila Sheish, the beginning of Sheish. Vekoidem Isuroi, Yevarenu, and will be Mavairit. We'll see Rashi Shita is that Tashbisu means it should be Mushbis by the seventh hour. So, we can start being Boidik the sixth hour. Vekoidem isura yevarenu, and before this man isur, before the seventh hour, will be mevayer. Lomo li lakdume kule hai. Why do you have to be magdim so much? L'chei ragavuche, we see from the Gemara, that the Gemara held that there's sufficient time in an hour to be boidik the house. It's brought down the Chassam Sofer, the goyim were very much marich hours for the bdike. And here our Gemara says that it can be done in an hour. Betchila sheish. Yeah, lama li lakdumi kule hai. Why do you have to be magdim so much? Could be the dearest bizman chazal were very small, so there wasn't too much to be baidik. Abal kaponim, as I say from the Gemara, the bishlaim ir yem mamahu. Bishlaim, if you say ir, is means yoim. Ikalitruzi, the masnisanami bishesh kama. That's what it means. By day, by the shoshishis. Avalash the tikshit. But now that there is Laila, so why do you have to be magdim so much? The chitaim is rize magdim in the mitzvahs. That is a din's rize magdim in the mitzvahs. Nidduk mitzafre. So good. So it's rizes. Let us be boidik from the morning. There's a mitzvah that you can do during the day. So as rizes, you start off the day, in the morning you start off. The chsiv obayayim ashmini yimol b'sar olosay, b'sanye kolayim kulay kosha lamila, because b'mal, the last minute of the day, tsiyayim ashmini, elo shez rizem magdim le mitzvahs. Now as rizem magdim le mitzvahs, and they start in the morning. So you see, as mitzvahs rizos, a mitzvah, I'm called azoritz. If I start from the beginning of them, I'm called azoritz. So Memeila say also let's start at the beginning of the day. And then the Baraisa brings a Raish and Emma Vayashkim Avroam Baboike. Let us see Rashi. Nivdik mitzafre. The Ika Agdomel is Rizim. There's Agdomel is Rizim. Kada Ashkechon Gabi Mile. Bizrizu say the Avroam. Shenema Vayashkim Avroam Baboike. Shloihim temat haneitzachame. He woke up right away in the morning. Mikomak and Balaila loy higdim. So that means that the union of Zrizis is only in this 12-hour period. You don't have to be magdim the Laila before. So Memele, so why are we baidik from the night? Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzrok b'shor shebnei Odom mitzuyim bevotayim. That the reason they were boicher the night, because then there's a zman by other mitzvim bevotayim, v'oir haner yofel abdike. Zot Rashi, v'oir haner yofel abdike b'laylo. Aval b'yoyim machshich, by day, Ben Chanan brings down a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, "Bayoyim einay meyer," that the candle does not give out the same amount of light by day that by night. It does not matter if it's light in the room or dark in the room. וכן אומר רב הונה בתלמוד ארץ ישראל, כי דהבינון ארקין באילן בסוסה דסדרה רובה היינו מדליקים. So that when they had run away, היינו מדליקים. שהיו קיים היינו יוידים שהוא יוידים. וכתוב הם אבי כמענו יוידים שהוא לילה. It seems they ran into caves, and they were not exposed at all to the light of the day. So when did they know when it's night, when did they know when it's day? So they saw the candle itself. When the candle had a brilliant light, that's a right, it's night. When the candle had a duller light, it's a right, it's day. So al kaponim, it seems that b'teva haner, a ner is not mavik balaylo. V'oir haner yofel abdike balaylo. Aval bayoim machshech. V'imtoima yivdoik lo'er hayoim, o yolfina lekamon mechipo shem mitzvosoi b'ner. Let us be baidik lo'er hayoim. So it has to be with a ner. It has to be with a ner. Now, just let me tell you this is a Taz and a Shulchan Aruch Harav that they say as follows. The Shulchan Aruch Harav explains our Gemara as follows. The reason they wanted to be boy, that the Chiyuv Dika should be chal at night, Shnei Odom Mitzuyim Bevateyim. Then people come home, like this by day they're busy working. So they come home, Shebeyoim Trudim Hein Beshuk, that's what Rabbi Nachman says, Ube'erev Boim Levateyim. At night they come home. So now they're home. Zokt the Shulchan Aruch Harav, El Sha'af, Bo'idei B'seich Beis, Efilu they came home. Yeshlocho, she comes in from the work, Shema Yisasek Bachile, start eating, Shtiye, Shine, Oy b'malocha, oy b'toire. Val yidei ken yishkach oy v'sabdikel. Forget about this. This is something you do once a year. People forget about it. Lefikach oy yoroi l'saken l'kvoy yizman habdike tekef b'knises ha'odom l'soich beisai samach l'erem. He says, really, in order to ensure that when they'll come home, they'll be boidik. So as soon as he opens up the door, so his rebbetzin should be there with a candle and a feather. You have to be by the chometz. That would be ideal. No. Sheberega zu hu poni mikol asokim. He won't start anything new. He came in. That's his baruch habe, and it'll be by the. Elo zut shulchan aruch harav lefishe tzorich lo'er haner. But we have another problem. We have a problem. You need oir haner. Ve'ein haner mavik b'yoyim kim b'laylo. So Mamela people did not come home Tzeisakachovim. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says people came home around a half an hour before Tzeisakachovim. So if they're going to be magdamim with an air stopping by the then, take doch nicht, because you lose the air on air. Fikach, ichru, zman, habdike, ad zman, hafokes an air. So therefore they said, you came in, and you have to wait a half an hour, and then you'll start being boidik. Tainu Tzeisakachovim. Uba'oisai z'man she'ben knises ha'odom le'beisai ben z'man abdikit. So what does he do in this half hour? He came in. Zokte shulchan aruch harav osa lo'ilechel b'limoit. He's not allowed to do anything. It's el shem yichud on the b'dikis chometz but he can't do any zayte kezach. Because if we'll start doing something, so then taydach nisht. That is how the Shulchan Aruch Harav says. So, Memela, with this we understand the Gemara Vaita. Omar Abaye, Hilkach, therefore, since you just said that Chazal wanted a Zman, that Bnei Odom Mitzuyim Bevateyim, and that is as soon as they come in, and we don't want them to start doing anything else because then Vaita they'll fapas. Hilkach, Haitzuv Mirabonum, Atalmud Chochem, Loi Liftach, Beidnei, Beurta de Tleisa, de Nagi Arbeisa. Should not start learning, Beurta de Tleisa, de Nagi Arbeisa. So the Rambam says, and Shulchan Aruch Harav also learns like this, it's a Kefalosh, and it's the night of the 13th day, and the beginning of the 14th of the night, So the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, the Rambam says, that is speaking about the way we mentioned before, it's Gevaldik. That means when he comes in a half an hour before Tzeis HaKechovim. So we're talking about this half hour. He comes in, it's a half an hour before Tzeis HaKechovim. So he shouldn't start learning now. Dilma, why? Moshcha Leishmaita. Why do you say Moshcha Leishmaita? Because if I'd be assured that he'd be able to stop as soon as it becomes Tzeis HaKechovim, some Amela, some Wusser Schlecht, he can't be Baidik Saibsai this half hour. So let him learn. But no, learning doesn't go like that. The learning is a davar ha-moshech. So memele, dilme moshche leishmaite, va'osei limnui mi mitzvah. And it'll be my name from the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is to be boidik as soon as it says ha-kechobim. And by being over on this man, he's over on atakonis chazal. Chazal wanted this man. When he's ponui in the oir haner is mavik, in this man they wanted him to be baited. Because if not, they were afraid. So memela, if a person will do any pu'ula that's ma'acher this man, he's oiver antakonus chazal. Let us see Rashi. Lo yiftach be'idne, lo yaschil be'girse, im kova eis le'teira be'leilis. Lo yaschil lisaseg be'shmeitze. Now, the Lashon of Rashi is very unclear. First, Rashi says, Layaskul begirse. Girse means tamazay techazel. Not. Then Rashi says, Layaskul lisasek bishmaitse. It's a psahemshech. Lisasek bishmaitse lochere means psahion. Basically, nishklor, how the Lashon of Rashi stims. Ba'ulte de tleisa nagia beisa. Leil yitzia shloisha osa. It's the end of the 13th day. Shuknisas abos, v'hu leil b'dikas chavetz. Zok taisvitz, shenemar v'yashkem avrom b'boike. V'imtayma, v'ak taisvitz, v'heichi muchach mahai krod is rize magdime le mitzvitz, v'hei magdime t'fei mitzaf, how can you prove from this posik? That would avrom avinu got up in the morning. Is a raya that what? That the dechi of zrize starts min ha-shachar. But the Perek Yida Noshe Yalef Avabol may high crow from this posik the Talmud Chochem lo yetzi yechidi balayla. Why was it by Yashkim Avrom Babaykim? Because he couldn't get up earlier. He couldn't go earlier. Because the Talmud Chochem lo yetzi yechidi balayla because there's mazikim. V'yesh loyma so Taisvis answers there are two by Yashkim Avrom Babaykim. There's one by Yashkim Avrom by the Akeide, and there's another by Yashkem Avrom, by after Hafichas Stoim. So Taisa says as follows, Hochem Oichi Yach Mikro Da Akeide, Vloi Hoyo Nimne Avrom Milotzeis Yechidi Balaylo. From the Pasuk of the Akeide, we see that Rizus does not extend into the night. Because by the Akeide, Avram had nothing to be afraid of for two reasons. Reason number one, the Shluchim Mitzvah and Nizikim. Shluchim Mitzvah not Kenizik. But Oid, and another reason, the Shnei Naorav Hoyu Imai. That what, he had two Naorim. So Memele, so there were three, so they don't have to be afraid of Mazikim. So Memele, so why didn't he get up earlier? Zariah, there's no Chiv to get up earlier. The Gemara in Chulin that says that Talmud Chochem is not allowed to go out at night, al tzakonim. That's it, the chsiv gabis doim. Loi hoyo mitzvah. There wasn't a mitzvah to get up when he got up. So be some mele, there was no haftoch of shluchim mitzvah in his okim. The yechidi hoyo, he was a yochich, le rotzo, she yirube mapilos and shows doim. He didn't want others to see the Mapolos, they wanted to see what had happened during that night. About Kaponim, he was a Yochid. So Memela, the earliest he could get up, Ayashkim Avro, was Ayashkim Avro and Baboike. Until then, he couldn't get up. Boy, Minei, Merav Nachman, Bayitzok. Rav Nachman, the yes from Rav Nachman, Bayitzok, Ashayla. Hamaskir bayis lechaveiroi barbo oso. Now there are two ways to learn what barbo oso means. If barbo oso means yoim yodalit, Or he was maske letzoyrech arbo osa. That means he's going to move in Yudalot, but he was maske to him before. It seems that's a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. So let's learn the Vayel of the Teiras Chaim. Learns it means letzoyrech arbo osa. Hamaske bayis lachaveiroi barbo osa for arbo osa. Al mi livdak. So who's mechuyev to be boydik? Al ha-masker livdoik, does the masker have to be boydik? V'chamira didayu. Because it is his chometz. Eidulma ala soicha livdoik, or maybe the soicha has to be boydik. The isure b'rshus ha-koi. The iser is b'rshus ha-soicha. So let us see Rashi. Zut Rashi. The chometz belongs to the masker. This chometz in the house belongs to the masker. So therefore the masker should be boidik. Now the bayis belongs to the soicha. Now we have to understand. Let us try, first of all, to understand the shaila of the Gemara. We learned in the beginning of the Masechta, Amachlekes, Rashi and Tosfos, why there's a chiyuv b'dike. Rashi says, we're boidik, shlo yavil bal yiro. Tosfos says, you're boidik, shema yavil lo ochloi. That's how Tosfos says. So if you'd ask us the shaila, if a maske left over chometz and a bayis, so who has to be boidik? So, and who's the chiv dike? So we would say, if the chiv is out bal yiro, so it's chamira didei, so it's the masker's chometz. So the masker has to be boidik. If it's shema yovi lo ochloi, it's isure b'shuse kaime. Yes, so then the soich has to be boidik. But lochayre, that's not pshat, because Rashi, when Rashi explains, Rashi says, we'll see soon what this means. So we have to understand what it's Tode Yashailas. But Al Kaponim, we'll leave this on hold. But Al Kaponim, the Gemara had whatever the Shaila was, there's a Svara, the Maske should be Baidik, it's his Chometz, or there's a Svara, the Seiche should be Baidik, it's his Bayis. That's the Shaila. Zogt de Gemara. Toshma. Hamaskir bayis lachaveiroi ala soicha lasis loy mezuzah. Oh, I can be poishet ishaila. Ala soicha lasis loy mezuzah. Zogt Rashi. Alme midi de mitzvah olay ramye. You see, if there's a mitzvah, the soicha has to do the mitzvah. Now, the Gemara is doch a pelagodl. Before we had a psalomdish ishaila, whatever the shaila was, that maybe there's a svar in chamira didei, there's a svar in isura b'shusa kaimes, whatever the svaras are. And all of a sudden, the Gemara goes into left field with mezuzah, that the soich is to put up the mezuzah. Zarayim midi de mitzvah la soich. Ma inyin shmit leitzar al sina. What's my shaykh is this? He had such a svar and such a svar. And all of a sudden, you bring a raya from mezuzah, alma midi de mitzvah la soich. So be very mistaver. The Teiras Chaim says a mahalach in this Gemara, and it's very mistava that this is Rashi's mahalach also. There's a machloikis hapoiskim. Rashi, the Teiras Chaim, the Goyim, Pasmid Etzlach also is like this. We'll have a Gemara further that the halacha is that Shalcho Yatoroye, I'm not permitted to, in the love of Bal Yeroh, I'm not permitted to have chometz in my rishus, my own chometz. Avalat ha-roye shal acherim v'shal gavoye. But someone else's chometz, if it wasn't the Kabbalah Chayes, I'm allowed to have in my rishus. At ha-roye shal acherim v'shal gavoye. Fine. So Rashi, later on that Gemara says, shal acherim akum. Gavoye, hekvish. So the achroinim ha-medayik from Rashi, why does Rashi have to say shal acherim akum? And what if I have, and what if Yankel's chometz is by me? So Rashi says, from Rashi, then you are evil bal yiro. So there's a shittes, Rashi shittes, the goyim, the Teiras Chaim. Chometz shal Yisroel, bebeisoi shal Yisroel acher, So that Yid is over Bal Yiro. That Yid is, because it's in his house. He has Yiddish Chometz in his house. So he's over Bal Yiro. The Baal HaChometz is also over Bal Yiro. That's his Chometz. So now we'll understand the Gemara beautifully. The Gemara cleared the Shaila. We're learning Rashi. The Chiyav Bdik is als Bal Yiro. Shloyave be Bal Yiro. Now who's going to be over Bal Yiro? Both of them are going to be over Bal Yiro. The masker will be over Bal Yiro because it's Chamira Didei. It's his Chometz. So you're over Bal Yiro. The Soich is over Bal Yiro, Zekht Rashi. Sherei Ato Habayi Shaloi. Teres Haim says, I'm over on a chomet shalach, if it's in my house. If it's not in my house, I'm not over by Yiro. Bechol gebulcho shteitoch. That if you hear in your shoes, if this chomet of a meila, so if this chomet of a yid in your house, over by Yiro. So in meila, we have two people who are over by Yiro. So now, who are we mechabed with the mitzvah? Both of them have the mitzvah. Who are we mechabed? So the Gemara brought a raya from mezuzah. So what did the Gemara say? Last is like mezuzah. Almi mi did the mitzvah leirami. A mitzvah you give to the soich. Now we have to understand the Gemara. But before we understand this Gemara, let us stel sich on one nekude that Rashi said before. Bershusei koi shreiato habayi shaloi. Now it is his house. It is the Soicher's house. Now, L'chayre, this is L'chayre, a not true statement. Because L'alocha we paskin, S'chiris loikanya. It's not considered my house. A Soicher is not considered, it's considered the Maskil's house, not the Soicher's house. For example, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, that what happens if a Yid wants to rent his house to a Goy? So the Gemara says, but you have to write in the contract that the goy should not bring in any getchkes in the house. Why? Because chire is loikanya. So if the goy is going to bring in getchkes, he's bringing getchkes into your house. State and posit leisovi teyevel beisach. He's not allowed to have in your house a teyevel. So chire is loikanya. So whose house is it? It is the masker's house. And all of a sudden Rashi says over here that the chiyev should be on the soicher. Sherei ato habayi shaloi. It's his house. It's not his house. And the way we're Mevayah, the whole thing works if it's his house. Because according to the Teres Chaim, if I have Chomet Shal Yisrael, Bebeisi, I'm over. If it's not his house, it's not going to over. And Rashi says, Sherata Abayi Shaloi, how is the Abayi Shaloi, Schiris Loikanya? Is Dach Sechmir, Pshat and Rashi is, the Erzalu and Avodah Zarah brings down the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, Amuyim de Kechidish. And that's the Mirashi, and the Gemara held now this Chiddush. Rabbein Ephraim says, what will be another case? Let's speak about Avodah Zarah. What happens, I'm renting a house from a Goy. And the Goy says, listen, I'm renting you the house, but I'm holding my getchkes there. You can't take out the getchkes. So what should be the deal? So what would we say? We would say, look, it's not comfortable. But if Schir is like Kanye, so the getchkes are in his house. So I'm allowed to, rent the house. Zok Rabbein Ephraim though. Schiris loikanya means that it is not ois maskils. I mean, schiris kanya means that it's completely the soichers. It's not the maskils anymore. Schiris loikanya means it is the maskils also, but it's also the soichers. That's the type schiris loikanya. It is the soichers and the maskils. That's a type schiris leikan. So the meila now will understand the gemara. The chiyim mezuzah is al chsafta mal mezuzah is beisecho. Your house is chayiv mezuzah. So whose house is it? It's the maskil's house and it's the seicher's house. Because schiris leikan means it's the maskil's, but it's the seicher's also. So if it is the maskil's and the seicher's. So Mimele, so both of them have a chiyuv mezuzah. It's beisay shel maskil, beisay shel soicher, and we say, who are we mechabed with the mitzvah? Or mechabed the soicher with the mitzvah? He's living there; he should do it. So Mimele, so now we'll understand the chushta of the Gemara beautifully. The shayla of the Gemara before was that you have a chometz of a maskil be beisay shel soicher, and both of them are over bal yiro. Both of them have the mitzvah. Who are you mechabed with the mitzvah? So the Gemara said in Moir de Kiluyes, look by mezuzah. Mezuzah, you also have the same case. By mezuzah, what is the case? It's basei shel maskil, basei shel soicha. And who puts on the mezuzah? The soicha puts on the mezuzah. So Rashi, al memidi de mitzvah oleiram yitz. Oy bazoi. So memele, so therefore the soicha should be boy. Zok te gemore weiter. Hosom, no, my dear friend, you're learning long pshat in this baraisa. Ha'omar av misharshie, mezuzas, Mezuzah Choyves Hadori Hochemai Zot Rashi Choyves Hador. Mezuzah is not Choyves Habayis. You're not Chayev because it's my house. You're not Choyves Mezuzah on your house. No, Choyves Hador, the Chayves on the one who's living there. Lefi Shehi Mishamarta, because the Mezuzah protects the one who's living there. The Shem Shakai Shemer Dalsos Yisrael. So Memele, the mezuzah protects the door. Uchsiv Beischa, it says Beischa, Zutrashi Biyoscha. Beischa does not mean your house. It means Biyoscha, that you enter, the one who enters there. Nichnas V'yoytzeba. The one who goes in and the one who goes out. Now, so Memele, so now we see that by mezuzah, it's not the way we learned before, that there's a chiyuv on both of them. And when Mechabed the Seicher, since he's there, there's no chiyuv at all on the masker. And the whole chiyuv is on the Seicher. And why is there a chiyuv on the Seicher? Not because it's Beisoy. It's not Beisoy. Chibadikis chomets the Rabbonon. The chiyuv dikis mi the Rabbonon. Di mishum bal yiro bal yemotze. Ay, what's with bal yiro? Homo lekam on the sagele bebitul baumet. So it's sufficient bittul in Messiah. What's the taich bittul? So Rashi says, the Messiah dat minay. Is Messiah das from the chometz, a mashvalei kafri. He has no intent to use it and to derive benefit from it. It's by him it's offer. Ba'om al kol chamira de bebeis odei. So memele, als bal yerod is no shayle. Rabbonon hu da atzrich bdike. The Rabbonon said you need b'dike, b'hashte, ki hai gavne mi boilom, teirech ze al mi mutol, hu's mechuyev to be teireya. So now this Rashi is very, very modern. Like in the middle of the sugya, all of a sudden Rashi decides to explain what the shayla is. And here Rashi goes on tariches. Rashi says, b'dike says, this is the Rabbonon, al spa yiro, yikibi mevatel, And the Rabbonon said you need blike, and now the shaila is who's mechuyev to be matriach. So if Rashi learned this was the shaila to begin with, so Rashi should have said it in the beginning. Vayistes Rashi in the beginning did not learn that this was the shaila. Now Rashi learns this was the shaila. Now there's a moiridike marshal. The marshal throws in a monkey wrench. He says Rashi says dikas chometz is ad Rabbonon. So the mashal, what would be if Dikas Chometz would be at the Raisa? So he says, you know what the din would be? Then the masker would have to be Boidik. Why? Because it's Beisoy. That's what the mashal said. So Lachaych is the Chapella. Rashi said before the Shaila was that the Soiche should be Boidik because it's Beisoy Shaloi. And now the mashal says, if Dikas Chometz would be at the Raisa, it's Beisoy. So the masker would be Mechuyev to be Boidik because it's Beisoy. So dachtach mir pshat in the marshal is that what we had said before, we said over Rabbeinu Ephraim and Avodah Zarah. The Rabbeinu Ephraim says Amor de Kechidish that afilu schiris loy kanye afal pikein, it is considered the bias of the seicha also. That chiddush was only according to the havamin of the Gemara, because the Gemara learned by mezuzah the chiyuv is als beisoy, and if we say the soicher has to put up the mezuzah, so we see it's considered the bias of the soicher, so then we had to say this chiddush. But now when Rav Misharshi was machadish, mezuzah choyves hador, and so the emesin, the chiyuv of the soicher is not als beisoy, it's not beisoy shal soicher, schir is loy tanya. It's not Beisoy Shal Soicher. The whole reason the Soicher has to put up a mezuzah is because Biyoscha. So now it's not Beisoy Shal Soicher. So what is it? So it's Chomet Shal Maskir, Beisoy Shal Maskir. So the Marshal says, if it would be Minat Torah, Zicher, the masker would have to be Baidik, because he's over by Yeroi. It's Chomet Shaloi and Bershusoi. So Rashi says, so you know what happened, but he was Mevatel the Chomet. He was Mevatel the Chomet. So Memele, there's no Baal Yeroi anymore. Now we're speaking about a Bedike Derabonon. A Bedike Derabonon. In this Bedike Derabonon, we're clearing a shaila, who's mechuyev to be boidik. That is what Rashi says. But now we have to understand, so what is the shaila now? So what is it? Abdika de Rabbonon. With Rabbonon you have to be boidik. Now this is Abdika, not al Tzpal Yero. It's Abdika de Rabbonon. And who has to be boidik? And what's the shaila? The shaila is baita. What is the shaila? The shaila is, should the maske be boidik hamira didei, or should the seiche be boidik isura beshusa kaime? So what is the shaila? So Dachsach Mir, according to Rashi, the Shail of the Gemorin now is as follows. There's a Moiridike Marshal, writer and a few Domit based, that says as follows, that Rashi in the Mishnah says, the Chiyiv Dike is Shalo Yaver Bebal Yiro. Tosfos brings a Raya that the Chiyiv Dike is Shema Yovei Lochmoi. So now we have to know what Rashi did with it. So the Marshal says as follows. The Marshal says that Rashi is also made to Tosfos. Achiv Shema Yavilochle. That's Achiv Shema Yavilochle. But Rashi holds as follows. To make a takon of Dike Shema Yavilochle, Chazal wouldn't do such a thing. Dike Shema Yavilochle, Tosfos Muchitzer. Why didn't they make my Klaya Keren, my Bosa Bechol? They didn't never made such a thing. But there's a problem, Shema Yavilochle. So Chazal made a gedda. Chazal said that midrabono, even though a person was mevatel, he's still over bal yiro. The bittel midrabono, the bittel doesn't take off the bal yiro. Why did they say this? Why are they so frum? Because he wanted to get rid of the chometz. Why did they want to get rid of the chometz? Shema yovil ochloi. But they wouldn't say samozay the zachiyev bdike a new mitzvah shema yovil ochloi. Did a duchiyev bdike shema yovil ochloi. Chazal went with a gedda. Chazal said, Mina Teure, Yoiva Bal Yiro, before Bittul. Mita Rabbonon, after Bittul, you're still Yoiva Bal Yiro. So they made an Issa Bal Yiro. Why did they make the Issa Bal Yiro? Koshema Yavilochloi. So Dachsich Mir, this is the Shaila of the Gemara now, according to Rashi. So we're talking about a Bdike de Rabbonon. Now the Bdike de Rabbonon, the gather of the Bdike, who's Yoiva Bal Yiro on this Chometz? The mask is over by Yiro. It's Chamir Didei. It's his chometz. So he'll be, if you'll go with the gedder, he's over by Yiro. The reason why should you have to be boidik? Shema Yovi Lochle. Maybe the Seicha might come and eat it. So that's the Shaila now of the Gemara. Do you look at the Darabon and the Kechiyah B'dike? Do you look at the gedder of the Takona? The gedder of the Takona was be Darabon and Yovi by Yiro. So then the mask has to be boidik. Because Chamira Didei, it's his chometz, so Memele, he's over by Yiro Midrabona. Or do you look at the Sibis HaTakona? Why did they make the Takona? Shema Yovil Ochle. You know who's going to come and eat it? Irsure Birshusei Kaime. The Isser is Birshus HaSoicha. So that was the Shaila of the Gemara. So that you may, again, we have here a Sibir, that the Soicha should be Baidik, we have a Sibir that the Masker should be Baidik. And now the Shaila is, who were they Mechabit with the Stirche to be Baidik? That was the Shaila. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Amar lo Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Tonino. Hamaskir bayis lechaveira. Im ad shaloi mosa loi mavteicha ischala bo'osa. If before you had a chance to give him over the mavteich ischala bo'osa, ala maskir livdoik. Bim ishamosa loi mavteicha ischala bo'osa. Allah Soicha Livdak. Yeah. So Rashi says, well, let us see Rashi. Mesiris Mafteyach Hu Kinyan Haschiris. This is the Kinyan Haschiris. That means that's how he was coined. Bim Ad Shaloi Mosar Mafteyach Nichnas Leel Arbo Oso. So matters when the Kinyan was Chal. If the Kinyan was Chal, Nichnas Leel Arbo Oso, it became Leel Arbo Oso, and he didn't make the Kinyan yet. Cholo Chayves Abdika La Maske. So Memele, so the violet's his house. it's his chometz, and there's no one else to put the chiyuv dika on, so maybe it's the chiyuv dika chal on him. Shadayin hoiso birshusa, it's isura birshusai kaim, by him pass Hashem a yovil osa. Fa'af alpi shemosa loy bayoim, even though it's mosa loy bayoim, he gave him over late in the day, biyudalit, kvacholo chayva olo. So the chayva already was chal on the maskil. But if there was a mesiras hamafteyach, there was a mesiras hamafteyach, so then, so the soichel was already, the soichel already, he got a kinyan schiris. So already, so by isure birshusai kaimet, so memele, so then the chivdik is taka on the soichel. So kaponim, that's how the Gemara was poishet. The Gemara was poishet, really the chivdik is isure birshusai kaimet. And since the takone, the reason of takone, Shema Yovel La'ochloi, that is lemaise, that applies to the soicher. So therefore, if he made a kinyan schiris, and the kinyan schiris is sufficient afilu with the, if he made a, with a mesiras hamafteich, you don't need a kesef shtar chazok. Mesiras hamafteich is sufficient, so then the chivdik is on the soicher. This is tachsach me harashi learn pshat in the Gemara. Now Tosfos has a whole different pshat in the Gemara. So Tosfos, alamaske livdaik tachamira didayu. Ein leforish hatam kiven de shaloyu bein odom yochel avat. The ein odom yochel avat el elohu chayim livdaik. Tosfos says, not the shayla of the Gemara is that since it's his chometz, and he's the only one that can be mevatel. So we said, the one who's able to be mevatel is mechuyev livdoik, that's the lomdus of chamira didei. Timkein amai noket maske lechaveiroi biyudalit. So why does it say, he rented it to him biyudalit? So Tosfos learns biyudalit means yom yudalit. If you say that the reason is because it's his chometz, so the one who is able to be mevatel is mechuyev to be boydik. So it doesn't matter if he rented it to him yud gimel or yud dalet. Afilu yud gimel, also the maskil will be chayev to be boydik because he's the only one that could be mevatel. Lachain meforishri. So therefore, the Ri says another pshat. Now, the Ri learned pshat in the Gemara as follows. Hamaskil beisoy lechaveiroi barbo osa means he rented him the house the 14th day of Nisan. That means at night that belonged to the maskil. And then there was no schiris at all. The schiris started yom yodav. And the Gemara clears now a shayla. The schiris started yom yodav. What is the din? And what is it study a shayla? So the one side of the shayla is the chamira didayu, that it's his chometz. So what does that mean? V'chal, but that's not ikavot. Ikavot is v'chal olav chiyuv dike sha'achas koidim sheiskira. Since it was his chometz at night, so therefore there was chal olav achiyuv dike. So memele, so even though now it's isura birshusei kaime, now the chometz is by the socher, the yom yudalit, so lechoyre, the shema yoviloch, le pasvach by the socher, but since bishas it was called the chiyuv dike, it was chamira didek, then it was still the maskil's chometz, because the soicha didn't enter yet, and it was still the maskil's chometz. So memele, so then there was a chiyuv dika on the maskil. So memele, this chiyuv dika remains, even though now that the soicha moved in, now lechayre is a svara to say that the chiyuv dika should be now on the soicha, because the shema yov also applies to the soicha now. But since the chiyuv dika was already chal, so we say the chiyuv dika remains on the maskil. Or the Rav Shanei, Now it's Yisur HaBershusei Kaime. Now the Sibes Abdike is Butel on the Seicha. Shema Yavloch passed on the Seicha. So Memele, so therefore, the Seicha is Mechiv to be Boidik. Mai Seirayim in Mezuz. So the Gemara brought a Raif on Mezuz. The Afalpi, the Chal Chiyuv, Koidem Shehizkir. So the Gemara learned the Vayel as follows. If a person had an empty house, so who was Mechiv to put on the Mezuz? The Seicha was Mechuyev to put on the Mezuz. The Maske was Mechuyev to put on. There was no Maske. He had an empty house. So the Baal HaBayis was Mechuyev to put on the Mezuz. He didn't put on a Mezuz. But a Chiyuv was Chal on him. And then later, he rented it to someone else the next day. So we see from over here, the Af HaPi, the Chal Chiyuv Koidim Sheiske, even though that before he was Maske, there was Chal HaChiyuv on the Maske, Al HaSeicha Las is Mezuz. So you see, but even though he was mechuyev before, but when the situation changes, so the halacha also changes. Now that he's a soicha, now that he's a dov, so memele, so we say the chiyev is chal on the soicha. It's nifka from the maskir and chal on the soicha. So the same thing over here, even though the chiyev leil alba also was chal on the maskir, but not alba also should be chal on the soicha. You're making a mistake. The chiyuv was never chal on the maskir. Not by mezuzah, snapshot. The balabayis was mechuyev, and later the seicha takes over the chiyuv. The balabayis was never mechuyev, he wasn't living there. So Memela said there was no chiyuv. So Memela said, "Vashteitach the seicha enters now the chiyuv is chal, so the chiyuv is chal on the seicha." Avol gabi chometz ilo lo yaske lachi yitzach livdek. Here pshat is since it's chamira didei, he's mechuyev to be boidek. And now the shaila is maybe it changed now since he rented it. He sura b'shusay kaime. So Memela, so could be since the chiyuv is one chal, it doesn't go up. Could be that it does, that even though it was one chal, it does go off. So that was the Gemara Peshit. So the Gemara was Peshit is that we do say this for if the chiyuv was one chal, it doesn't go off. Imish amosach hamavteich, perish Rashi, the mesiris hamavteich is koine. Rashi says that mesiris hamavteich is koine. That what? That's how he becomes a soicher through mesiris hamavteich. ואין נראה לרי, תאומה במרובה, כשם שקרקע נקנס בכסף ובשטר בחזוק, כך שחירס קרקע נקנס בכסף ובשטר בחזוק. So Tosfos לא המשט דף גמרא, that's the only way you could be קונה שחירס, you could only through כסף שטר בחזוק. There's no such kinyan of giving over a shlissel. ולא ימרינו דמני מסירס המפתח על כמאן דאומה להיחזק וקני. והלוכה is, that by chazoke, you have to tell him, make a chazoke. So if you give him a key, that's equivalent of saying, lei chazek okni. But lemaisa, you have to make a chazoke. G'damrinim ba'apore. So memele, so Tosfos does not want to learn like Rashi. Umeforeshri, so therefore the Ri learns a nubshat in the Gemara. The hoche shemosa loy hamavteach v'loy hirsik. Here it is speaking about, that the maskir gave the soicher the mafteyach. That what it says in the second part of the Baraisa. Im ad shaloi, im ishamos aloi mafteyach es chal al bo'oso, ala soicher livdek. He gave him over the mafteyach before any kinyan whatsoever was made. He has an intent to rent it. So before they went and signed the contract, before there was kesef shtar chazok, he gave him the key. So to the Gemara says, the Mepharshi Docha Shemosel Mavtech V'loi Hirzik, he did not make any kinyan. Umi sheyesh biyodei Mavtech shechal yudalet chayim livdoik. The one who has the keys, umi sheyesh biyodei Mavtech shechal yudalet chayim livdoik. The oisai shem biyodei Mavtech ech yichnois v'yivdoik. How can this one come in and be baidik? So the one who has the key, the key of dik is chal on him. So the Reisha, it says, I feel we had rented it to him already. But if he didn't give him over the key, so the chiyuv is chal on the maskil. The safe it says, I feel if he didn't rent it, but he gave him the key, so the chiyuv is chal on the seicha. Meal. Im hivkid odam avteich beisei eitzel odam achas. Even though we say that the key is so important, afal pikein. Im hivkid odam avteich beisei eitzel odam achas. If a person gave over the key of his house to someone else, to a shema,
Ein chayev an nifkad leboitkoi. So the nifkad isn't chayev to be boitik. Ah, he's the only one that has the key because he has no shaykhes to the house. Ala davke ksheroitza lahachzik bebayis aliknois. If a person intends to remain in the house and live in the house, then the chayev dik is tali who had the key b'shas zman tchilas achiyev.